Local sports is being brought to you today by Vision West and by First Bank. Panther Wrestling, well, at least staying in state for a big tournament. This one, the Lander Invitational, before Riverton has their invite. And for the first time, the Panthers had a look at this year's Star Valley team. And yes, the defending state champs, still good. They took the Lander invite out of the 21 teams, 258 points to Powell's 185. Moreland finishing in third at 175.5. Douglas finishing in fourth place. For the Panthers, a couple of champions, though, as Corey Linebaugh had four pins at 138 pounds to take first place. And Seth Horton continues his outstanding season as he took first at 152. Also, Colt Nicholson continues to wrestle well at 106, finishing in second place. And Nate Balderas finished fifth at 106. Also, third place finishes Michael Maddox at 132. Carson Olson at 220. Dallas Oliver took fourth at the heavy spot, while Logan Warner took fifth place at 113. Next up will be that big meet in Riverton coming up this weekend. Well, the Panthers continue to play at home over the weekend, and the Panthers continue to struggle at home, as the Warland Warriors were in town for a girls and boys matchup on Friday night, and on Saturday it was Lander in town, and all the visitors came away with wins over the weekend. On Friday in the girls game, Panthers lost that game 46-20, and again, turnovers a problem. 35 of those, Maddie Fields led Powell with 11 of their 20 points in that losing effort against Warland. Then on Saturday, again, the Lander Tigers, the Panthers cut down on their turnovers. They had 21, but they still struggled to score as the Tigers beat them 53-25. The leading score for the Panthers was Paige Johnson coming off the bench as she chipped in for 7. For the Panther boys, taking on the top two ranked teams in the state. Number one ranked Warland on Friday night. Number two ranked Lander on Saturday. And both of them went to the visitors. This is on Friday night against Warland. The Warriors beat the Panthers 62-57. Warland had an 11-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and the Panthers hit some threes, including Landon Langfelder, with three of those to cut the lead, but they couldn't overcome the big lead that Warland opened up going into that fourth quarter. Also, Mason Marchand finished with 18 behind Langfelder's 22. And on Saturday afternoon, Lander came into town well-rested. The Panthers were not. And it was a 15-0 start for the Lander Tigers as they beat the Panthers 59-37. The only one hitting in double figures was Marchant with 12 points in that game. So next up for the Panthers, they'll try to break their home losing streak when they take on the Lovell Bulldogs coming up this Friday. The girls game at 5:30, the boys right after that. All those games right here on KPLW. We're back with more after this.